Welcome to the Leap to Lead podcast. I'm Emily Rogers and I am your host. I'm here to support you to take the leap and lead your life where you want to be. Are you ready to take that leap? Let's get in and hear today's episode. How can you move beyond the mother load? The mother load. It's something that we all have to carry day in and day out. It's the physical load as well as the mental load that we carry every single day. There's a stark difference between men and women. While men may be carrying a huge amount of stress with their work, they don't have to add this to the mental load of life. They just stress about work. Okay, so that might be a little simplistic, but it's not far from the reality either. Women carry more than regular stress. Women carry the constant planning, organizing that comes with life, especially with family life. But even if you don't have kids in the home, there's the planning when the house will get cleaned, when the groceries will be purchased, what groceries to purchase, paying the bills, getting the car serviced, picking up and dropping stuff off for the family. When is the sports gear needed and is it clean? What plans do we have this weekend and who will babysit? It's a constant mental loop that we play in our heads. And this is on top of anything else that we may be trying to achieve. We carry this mother load constantly under the influence of guilt and doubt. We feel guilty the minute we let one of these balls drop or gasp, we take time out for ourselves. And when we're not feeling guilty, we're doubting ourselves, doubting that we're good enough, that we're capable, that anyone wants our skills. So here we are, carrying this mother load, adding extra pressure on ourselves, pivoting between guilt and doubt, and we try and live our lives with perfection. Why? Because social media tells us that we can have it all. I don't know about you, but Facebook became available around the time we got married. At my first post was our wedding photo. Our children were born under the influence of social media. It puts a huge amount of pressure on you because all you're seeing is perfection. And let's not forget the social movements of the past 10 years, such as the Lean In movement that told us we can have career success. We just have to take our seat at the table. But let's face it, none of those men carry the extra mental load. They have time to sit at the table. The Me Too movement told us that we can overcome barriers, all barriers. We're told we can have it all, that frankly, we want to have it all. And we put so much pressure on ourselves to do it. We can literally tip ourselves over the edge. What edge? You will know if you're close to that edge. You'll feel frustrated. You'll be snapping at your kids. You'll be sarky with your partner. You'll lay awake at night feeling, ugh. And when you get up in the morning, it'll be a drag. When you're close to that edge, life is simply hard work. But it doesn't have to always be hard work. These feelings don't have to be permanent. If any of this is sounding familiar, then I want you to take a moment. I want you to ask yourself, if I could live without any barriers, what would my life look like? Literally think, if I had all the time and energy I needed, what would my life look like? What would I be doing differently? I find going for a walk with a question like this gives me the space I need to meditate on it. maybe that will work for you. If not, grab a piece of paper and doodle, or of course, journal about it. We all experience the mother load, and there will be times when we feel like we just can't move beyond it. I've been there too. Mid-2021, I was experiencing the overwhelm. I was frustrated that things weren't working for me. I was frustrated that it was always me that had to do everything. I was finding myself getting angry at really trivial things. I was snapping at the girls when they weren't doing anything wrong. I felt guilty that I was being a terrible mother. I felt guilty that I was being an awful wife. And then one morning, really deliberately, I left my phone at home. I just took Minty and off we went. And I was really wanting that space. And I spent that time meditating and asking myself, what do I want to do differently? If you are asking yourself that and you've got a picture of what it is that you want to do differently, then I encourage you to make a decision today. What is the one thing you can do to move towards that different? That different that you've identified, what is one action? It doesn't have to be big. It could be as simple as, I'm turning my phone off at 7 p.m. tonight to stop me from mindlessly scrolling on social media. We all know how that sucks our time and energy. Maybe your decision is to carve out 10 minutes a day for yourself, to read, to meditate, to go for a walk, to draw, to listen to music, whatever you're looking for in your life. Maybe your decision is to use your strengths to improve your life. If that's of interest, I've got a free strengths assessment that could help you with this. Download it. It's called What Am I Good At? theleaptolead.com/guide. My decision after my walk was that I wanted to stop being angry and frustrated. I wanted to stop being this person. I wanted to show up and serve myself and my family better. I wanted to show up differently for my clients. I didn't know what that looked like. So my action was to reach out and connect with my coach. I needed someone to work with me through these questions I had in my mind. I needed someone to guide me. And the result of my effort to move beyond that motherload moment is the morphing of my business to the Leap to Lead and all that you're seeing now. I feel truly happy. I feel totally empowered and I feel so grateful. I would love to see you live with this true happiness and empowerment in your life. If this sounds like something you'd like to explore further, privately in a one-on-one conversation, I invite you to book a call with me. Let's connect and talk about your situation and how you can change it. It's a free call, there's no obligation. I simply would love the opportunity to support you. The link to book the call is in the show notes. Take that step today. Take that one action. Do something differently. I'll see you next week.